Do a voice check. Check, check. Okay, music. Oh, good morning. Welcome to Studio 2 Rocks Live. For those on the Rumble, I'm already live. What do I have? I now have this on my brief church. Because I had to take a poop before I start. So I paused for like a few minutes. So I need a toilet bowl to poop on. Yeah. Need a toilet bowl to poop on. What happened to trim? I can look it up in history. Team Coco. I was on the... I'm going to ask, calling it, send an email, see if he responds. Hey, remember, are those two dudes sitting up there? Metal! Yeah. Yeah, we did that. I don't remember what the guest was. It came in like 2 seconds. Show's weird. They don't do the commercials, so the show's only like 30 minutes. Odd, right? You would think, I think it pays so much. It's entertainment, you know? But that show on Valentine, you gotta put stuff together. It's not that easy. Okay. So, I was gonna say my voice is a little crackly today. It's got a little crackly today because I had camera on focus. Doesn't want to focus, so anyway, I'll just say Asahi. Some Asahi, the last bit of the Russo wine by Italy. And the funny part is, Asahi, you're like, oh, Japanese beer, oh, from Japan. It's like, no, it's from Italy, it's brewing Italy. That's why I like Asahi, because it's just, wait a sec, it's Japanese beer in Italy. What's going on, man? No, I'm thinking like, is Suntory also made in Italy? No, I don't think so. That's in Japan. Suntory. For those relaxing times, make it Suntory time. Kato. Well, 75 degrees. Okay, it's not bad. Crazy rain yesterday. Went to my storage unit. I rented out Monday. So yesterday I pulled all the stuff in. Got a wall working. Well, Monday I started and put the rack in there. So now I can pull the stuff and it's like nice and organized, and like, man, I still have room. They're gonna put something else on there. Put extra things. put a Christmas tree if I want to. Can probably put my bike in vertically. I'm like, hey, it's good. It got more expensive over the years, but that's what happens with inflation, you know. What are you gonna do? Can't do crap. Goddamn inflation. Goddamn money. I'm gonna need to poop on that money. Poop on the money. Okay. Well, it's Wednesday, so I'm just gonna go through stuff. But earlier, I was looking at 1968. Well, here's the thing. The Monday cars and coffee thing. I finally got a ride person's website. They rent no cars for anything. You have a nice classic car to rent it. Some Coast Automotive. Yeah, there it goes. Let me see how about this one. Got to ride on this thing. Like, know how long I've been waiting to ride? 1960. Well, the one I first seen, it's one of my classmates. From high school, she graduated. When we graduated, then we're hanging out. We're like just walking around, walking back home. School wasn't far. It was like maybe a quarter mile away from my house. So I'm walking home and stuff. And she drove by. Drove by on this car. Look what I got for my graduation present. I'm like, jaw drop. I'm like, wow. I think it's got a 64 convertible with a white top. This one's a red top. 1964. Yeah. Looks very similar, but has a. It's a red with a white. Yeah, it looks like this. So, the 66, I forgot what they did. Did they do something else? But, I'll share it. If they have a sharing thing on the site. So I met the guy from Suncoast. Took me a ride with the guys. And I took a video of this for him. And I got right on that. And I was capturing video and I forgot I had it set up as an audio. Video only, no audio, because it will cut a lot of little issues and the shutter thing, all that stuff. And I figured it out how to do it now. Like, so I'm doing a high end 60 frame 1080p, but I'm using a software called Hybrid. I'll type it in. Hybrid. video converter. It's a weird website. SCLUR.de is German. Germany or Belgium? I forgot. One of those guys. But this thing, it can upscale. Pretty good. Like, it's like people say it's artificial intelligence. Whatever it is, if it's artificial intelligence or just different method of like whatever, it's not bad. The upscaler, like, it's like a little sharpness, and like, hey, this is not bad. You know, like it, I can upscale it to 6K, then bring it back, sharpen it, and bring it back. I might actually try that. See what happens. So that, I got a ride on that thing. It's beautiful. It's one of the best cars. It's like, holy cow, man. I want that. I want that car. And then I was just like thinking, no. I wonder what 1961 Mustang was. I think I remember it was a fastback, which I love the convertible, but my thing is the fastback. Those have been 68 Shelby GT500. Would be the movie Gone in 60 Seconds. Eleanor. Kind of like Eleanor, but more of no John Wick had one, I think. To John Wick. I think Keanu Reeves has all the cars too. John Wick Mustang. Use a movie car for four Mustang John Wick. Which one is it? So some calls, I'm guessing they will do this. It's like, can we rent your car? Rent a car, rent this one for a movie? New Jersey. It's like, yeah, sure. Yeah, this is a different Mustang. It's the 69 Boss, yeah. But the front end, all this stuff, very similar to the Shelby fastback, which I like. I don't know why. I don't know. I don't know what it is about it. I mean, just the right. Or could it be a Steve McQueen? Who knows? One of those. You know, the only other car I liked, which it had, it's the D68. 60 Hemi Charger RT. It's a beautiful one. 440 Magnum or 426 Hemi. Stingray was great too. Like 68 has such a cool cars. Now today we got mouse. Computer mouse. It's everywhere. Unless you modify it, they'll be like, oh, okay. It's the computer mouse is gone. But you don't modify it, it looks like it. Well, the new Stingray. Well, the C7 Stingray is nice, but then C8. Do they have C8? Let me see. C8 Stingray. They have C8 Stingray. They do. It's just, I don't know. I like it for competition. Like, you're going to drive this thing and it feels luxurious. It's like, yeah. But you know, C8. People like it, but I like the C7. Because I retain the Mustang. Like that classic, like, I remember. C8 is definitely more balanced, but C7 is like, that's the look. Okay, so that's it. Nah, did the video, all this stuff, all the things. And, yeah, now I'm back looking at this. Okay, I'm going to set up differently so now I can record audio. I don't have to get an audio thing for it. I have a mic for it, for the cameras. So. So it'll be fine. I have a little binaural mic. It was meant for my phone, but my phone software, I changed it to a Lineage OS, so it doesn't work anymore. That's all right. Rewired it, so now I can use it. So this weekend, Saturday, I'll be shooting again. I'll be sharing the video and the apparatus, whatever the thing I made for my video. For my video cam. The gimbal, the automatic gimbal thing, it's working. I got nice balance, like shooting better. Now, of course, changing to a 1080p helped a lot. But the 1080p I set it up so that you when I record it, the bitrate is really big. It's over like 100 meg each. 100 meg. It's 100 meg or something. I can't remember. It's huge. The file gets very big, but retains what they call quality. Then you can upscale with no issues. If you just use like phone camera and stuff, if the phone camera didn't have the bitrate, you try to upscale, yeah, it looks crap. You cannot do it on the DaVinci Resolve. Cannot do it on the editing software. Yeah, you have to use Hybrid. I'll open it up for Rumble. So, you can check the video. It will show you format the rate log, so I did a whole bunch, so you can do a whole bunch of things here there. So right now I've upscaled 4K. Was it 51,100 bit kp per second? I can get it up higher, but this is not bad. And do a dual pass high 444 ratio, 5.2 level. The rest you can just keep it whatever it is. You can change the frame rate to rate control, motion estimation. You don't need that. Quantize, depends. But you could do that, right? The base, all that stuff. You get the filtering, as the interlace, the sharpen, and so much, of stuff. There's a vapor synth. That has what? Denoise, D-ring, sharpen, right here. I didn't do it with mine. It's like, I don't think I need it. Because the new system I set up, now that's like, it's, I on the monitor, I can see sharpness where you land. So I'm getting used to it, getting used to the whole system. I need extra weight on the back just to balance out a little bit. Some kid, some young man, young Asian guy, was like, hey, I got one of those. He said, yeah, try that. Try those things. Looks heavy. Yeah, try it. It's like, oh, that's too heavy. Can't carry. Oh, didn't get a strap. I got my guitar strap. So you don't. So your arm won't. It's meant for moving things around, holding it tight. You know, the only thing I didn't like about it, and I have to watch out, is leaning the tripod on my hip. When I walk around, my hip will move the camera around. I just have to forget. I have to pull it out a little bit. Then shoot. So it's good. It's all good. Bitcoin, nope. Ripples. Why did Ripple go up that high? Gala, what the gaming thing? Jump in, decentralized. Shiba, no, why Shiba, no? Tron go up because there was a news. The Tron boss Mark Tube tokens. I think the article's still there somewhere. Or not. Well, a lot of people knew. If you're into the crypto stuff, cryptosphere, or whatever it is, crypto bro, whatever it is, you know that. You know that. The Hubei. I gotta find the article. This didn't show. Coinbase. Hey. Yeah, they don't have it anymore. Took it out. But the Trump boss make fun of, well, no, they just say something and their token took off. Twice blow up. I know. Tron. I think Tron is also BitTorrent. Was it Polkadot? BitTorrent. One of those. Whatever. It's just tokens. Do whatever you want, see what it fits. I would say study all the companies who are involved. Make that choice. And there was an article like, more than a million people now have Bitcoin. Good. Can start changing the system from within. Hopefully. That's David favorite interview. I like that one. I'll say what I want, and if the consequence is losing money, so be it. Yeah. Whoops. Whoops, right. My one. It's life. People need to know. This is it. No faking nothing. It is what it is. I just want to encourage people to marry and have more children. Oh my God, why are they losing children? They're losing a lot of money, by the way. You don't hear about it. Because they have those like empty cities, undeveloped. And the public is mad because a lot of people are out of job, they can't get a job. And the government won't give money out. Because it's my money. It's mine. No, it's not. It's tax. No, I don't care. It's mine. I own it. I can have a nice car and this, whatever, and I can travel around the world. Yeah. Bud Light hangover puts woke. Very light commercial in cancel culture. Oh, these INGs are suicidal. Yeah. Know what they do? Pick the newest topic, most trendy topic, and say, how can we put this in ours? And we make lots of money. Fashion's been doing that. I was working in fashion. I knew. You can buy this book. It's like this thick. Trying to put my hand on the camera for the rumble version. This big. Okay. Thick. I'll say, I forgot what the size. It's not, it's like a weird, odd paper size. It might be a European size, just slightly bigger, the 8.5 by 11. It's like 9 by 10 or something. And the thick thing is like 5-6 inches thick. And it's got all the trend for the next 2 or 3 years ahead of time. So you get this book, you look at it, and like, it's like they already knew what's coming. It's like, how do you guys know what's coming? And it's when then the thing comes, the actual thing happening around the world, then you say, wait a second, I saw that on the book. The fashion, the look is from this. How did they know? It's like, no, you know. Like, and no, but the thing with these, it's backfiring. I don't know, man. Some people praise it. I think it's making fun of women. Like what they're doing here. This. No, you're just making fun. It's like, I think better quit. Better quit. Sell Bud Light. Sell Bud Light to Asahi. And make the beers in Italy and bring it back. And charge people double the price for Bud Light from Italy. Or like Belgium. Or maybe send it to Qingdao. Or Suntory. Or something else. Or like Dos Equis. Or the Modelo. Dos Equis. I don't drink beer. But when I do, I drink Dos Equis. Stay thirsty, my friends. That's the best. I like that guy. Stay thirsty, my friends. I don't take pictures, but when I do it with Sony. Stay clicking. Click like the button. Stay clicking, my friends. sex thing with the clown world. Really is. Okay, so what else is there? Concrete. Oh, Polaris. Expedition. Oh, that's a funny looking thing. This is a funny looking thing. Okay, I guess it would be kind of cool. Like as the one on snow, you want to go snowboarding. Go skiing. Get someone to drive down around. Let me see. Tamiya. One off-road buggy. Yeah. Okay, I drove one of those old buggies. They're fun. Until you flip over. Even if you flip over, they were fun. Now get a little sand and dust in your face, in your mouth, your nostril. You're like, pleh, pleh, oh, tuh, pleh. You okay? So yeah, let's go. I flip it over. I'm like, yeah, we're back. I saw the new Land Rover. It's very odd looking. I don't know. It's not square. It's very round. Let's see. Land Rover. It's a Range Rover or Discovery, or maybe it's a Range Rover. It's funky looking. Might be a Range Rover. It's the shape looks a little funny. It's not like the old one. Got a little flatter. Like all these cars got a little squeezing down a little bit. Get better performance or something. We don't know. I don't know. Do you know? I don't know. But the Defender is still square. That's fine. That's the one I remember. Let's see. What's the Discovery? Discovery. Might be. No, it might be Discovery. Might just be the new Discovery. Because the back end, it looks like, oh. What is that? That's not Land Rover, is it? I didn't see a label. Maybe the guy had to take it out. I see a label in the back. I mean, it looks comfortable, but it looks like SUV. In the old days, they had the back end kind of shape, like kind of angled in. But now it's just square, but not square, it's round. So it's round, square, wow. What is this? What is this? What is it? Like the old fart. What's it? What the hell is that? It's, yeah, odd. This is the new. Let's see, 2000 Land Rover Discovery. It was a square. I actually liked it. I liked the square. No, that's. And they changed it to round. No. It's like, it's starting to start looking more like a mouse. It's a mouse. Is it a mouse? Or is it a toaster? A modern toaster. Like, no. Why? I want a softer edge. I want to bring the world a softer look. It's like, no. No, no, no. But anyway, did a RWB Porsche showed up at the show. The car is a car. I don't know if it's 993. I don't think it's 993. Well, it looks like 993. I can't tell. I don't know. I don't think. Always forget his name. Akira-san. Nakaya. Akira. He didn't. I think this kit. Somebody brought a kit. You can get and put it together. Yeah. Or maybe he did. He did show up. Make it. It was a random white one. RWB USA. So you can get the key. Yeah, you can get some stuff. I was like, oh. I saw that intake. I was taking photos. This looks so familiar. And I saw the intake in the back. I'm just like, oh yeah. That's it. Some of these are have the scoop air intake scoop. I don't know if it works or not. I think it works. Pretty cool. I like it. Something like you get like 30-20 grand, yeah. You can get a kit. If you're gonna spend the money on Porsche like that, yeah. I think you have the money to get 28 grand, pull it together, then just shoot this car. Then you can rent it to that company. You can find local companies, rent your car for photo shoots. They will pay you for yourself. Beep, 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 beep. Okay. Today's boring. Yeah. I'm still kind of like it. Because I didn't drink water before I went to sleep. That's what you're supposed to do after you drink. If it's just a glass of wine, I should drink a glass of water before you go to sleep, because then you wake up dehydrated. Body needs that water to clear out. Clear the alcohol. Clean liver's like, hey man, I need water. Water. I really want to order when there's a little matchbox RWB, but they sold out. Maybe I'll get a t-shirt. The t-shirt sold out. Oh my god. No. I like the meat, yeah. I mean, I don't know. Everybody likes the guy. The guys, I'm sure. I love to meet him. It seems like the way he approach cars and stuff. It's like, this is what it is. I'm going to just go. Like, think about it and go. Or sometimes don't think about it and go. Which sometimes that's my approach. I'll sit back, look at things. Look at the project I'm doing. All right. Boom, 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 boom. Just bang it up. See, I see exactly what I want. Bang it up. Usually people like it, but depends. What's in the tech world? I don't want to know because it's not, probably nothing. I got an email from what's that thing? The tech company framework. They have a 13th gen CPU unit. You can just pull it in, pull it together. There's something about that. I don't know. ChatGPT. Professor fell 15 student accusing them of submitting AI generated work following misguided advice from ChatGPT. Oh. Google is deleting accounts that have not been used for the past 2 years. Oh no. Oh no. They're pooping on everybody now. Lackeys. Maybe. I don't know. You don't know. I don't know. You don't know. Nobody knows. So we're all clueless. What a world, right? Elon Musk gives in. Tesla will soon start taking out advertisements. Wow. The board probably. They got a new board member. Or the new board member is like, you must do that, Musk. You must do the Musk. The Musky stuff. You must do it. What else we pull out? And probably got that speech. Then they're like, oh, okay, fine, I'll give in. Just a little bit. Beep, 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 beep. 15 Pro Max Periscope came out to swap place with ultra wide sensor. I don't know. There's nothing in the tech world that I'm impressed about. It's nothing yet. Somebody showed up at the Cars and Coffee with a Sony. Let me see. Sony. Oh. 7.4. That's not bad. 7.3. I don't know. That's the thing with it, with these setups. Like, do I want a 7.3? Do I want a 7.4? What do you want a 7.3? Can shoot 4K? Yeah. That's. Is it better? 7S3? Oh yeah, I did this. The things, those, I did SNQ to see what I could get. And it shuts off the audio, so it doesn't record audio. It shuts off the anti-shake thing. So I can see if the my gimbal's actually working or not. It's working. It's doing its job. Like, good. Because the anti-shake sort of works, sort of doesn't. Depends what you use for. Like, I really don't want to depend on that. And this is nice. It's really, this is like my X86 500. It's four. You want to shoot a little video again, you can shoot photos also. But it's mainly for photos, I think. I think so. Let me see what this is. What this is. 35 millimeter full frame. That's 8K. But for a shoot image recording format, still. Well, maybe shoot 8K. Then recording still, recording video. Format, what to say, it's 4K, but it's actually 6. You squeeze it down. So it's not bad. But I don't know what the, it doesn't say what the ISO. I don't see anything. I need to know. ISO. Where is it? How big? How dark can you go? It's 1024. Okay. That's a little bit lower. Or maybe 204. 800. No. So this guy is somebody. Somebody showed up with this thing. I'm thinking, why didn't you get the third one? It's more expensive. Yeah, it's just a few more dollars. S3 is probably. S3, there you go. It's like a $500. Let me see. Or it's like a couple of $100. And that's 7.4. Nope. 7 hours. Nope, 7 minutes. Seven S3 is the one everybody tells me. That's the one you should get. So it's a little more. ISO is a little higher. Slightly higher. The only reason somebody told me about this is this is a UFO camera. What do you mean UFO camera? It's like, oh, you can't shoot. You can shoot, you can see stuff at night. It's like, really? No way. Yeah, so this ISO is a little lower, slightly. It's not as much. So, and I'm not going to use either one. I'm aiming for, I am. Aiming for this, the Sony Alpha FX 3 Sennheiser. This, aiming for this one instead. I'm not shooting because I'm not gonna shoot. I'm gonna shoot photos with this. This is video only. Which is the same, close to the 4. But it goes up almost pretty much the same as the UFO Sony camera. It's about the same. But the only difference is it's at 12 megapixels. You want to shoot images, but I don't want to shoot images. I just want to shoot videos. It's good enough. It's maximized for a video. And it's lighter. I'm looking at the size of it. And as I came around, look for references, everybody said, yeah, it's pretty light. Pretty light. It's got the full HDMI direct out, which I like. It's perfect. I'm not gonna use the screen. I don't care about that. In-camera image stabilization. Does it work? Yes, sort of. Helps. It has, well, I think all of them have the high-speed media thing. It's not big. A big deal. And that. But this is close to my A6500. Which I like as a size. I don't want to get too heavy. If it's too heavy, the gimbal will not work. We're just struggling. You don't want that either. I'm not going to get the mic thing on top to come with it. No. I'm going to use it for something else. There's one cinema line thing called FR7 with a robotic arm thing. You know, like, that's too much. Unless you movie with that, yeah. But no. FX3. I think the FX30, but that's it's not full frame. I want a full frame. Because I got full frame lids. Right now that's why. In a regular DSLR sensor size. Like, it doesn't work. Sort of works, doesn't work. And I can get, they could go even higher to the next cinema line, which is FSX. That's $6,000. That's double the price, and it's huge. But you don't need to use the gimbal on this one. Not really. You can't put this one on the gimbal. Not. You will fall apart. But this is the one my friend has. He shoots something. Yeah, I think he rented out. Rented equipment out. Which is nice. One day I would love to. If I get some deal with Sony cameras, I'll rent them out. Have a little shop. Like, you know. See what happens? I'm scrolling all over my bookmarks. I have nothing. There's nothing. It's boring. Now we're time already. So, anyway, this is it. Have a wonderful hump day. Hope you don't poop on anyone. Be nice. Don't be a jerk. That's what the universe tells you. That's your creator. The creator tells you. Don't be a jerk. If you're being a jerk, you can. You get a slack. You get a smack in your face. Anyway. Repeat. Okay, if your solution is like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be a jerk. I'd be like, hey, you pass. That's what happens with the universe. So that's it. I'm going to finish my coffee from my Nessa cup. And I don't know what else is there. I got to edit the video with the music. I chose to already, but I'm not going to say what it is. Want to be a surprise on my website. And should I pull on Rumble? Or get in trouble? Maybe. Maybe I'll do it. See what happened. Anyway, have a great day. And I'll be back on Friday. Ciao.